Welcome back. Halftime of the Huskers game with the Purdue Boilermakers. Greg Sharp inside of our Husker Sports Network studios. And delighted to be joined by Nebraska President Hank Bounds. Let's talk about what's on your mind this week.
Well, Greg, when I listen to what's happening across our campuses, I hear pride, I hear gratitude, I hear excitement about the future and really what we can achieve together.
Well, sounds like people are pulling together, collaborating, working hard to get some things done.
Well, they really are, Greg, and I'm not saying that it's an easy task at times. We are certainly tested. That's been the case at the University of Nebraska in recent years. We've been through a period of fiscal stress, confronted with cuts that have really impacted lives and the structure of our organization. Frankly, these have been enormously stressful times, and it would be really easy for our faculty, for our staff and students to hunker down and wait for the challenges to pass. But instead, we've put our foot on the accelerator, and I couldn't be more proud of the way this university has responded.
Are there others that are working alongside you and your team at the university to make the future a better place?
Absolutely. So maybe let me point out a few. First, our philanthropic partners have said that they recognize that the university is a uniquely powerful economic engine, and they want to invest accordingly. A recent example is the new privately funded program to educate more outstanding teachers for Nebraska's workforce. I don't know of any place in the country where that's happening. Business leaders have said again and again that their top needs from the university are number one, workforce, number two, workforce, and just in case you're not listening to us, number three is workforce. They support what we do, and they want to see us grow. Frankly, the 11,000 graduates that we produce each year aren't nearly enough to meet Nebraska's economic needs. And then as our policymakers have begun another legislative session, I've heard them express strong support for the vital role that the University of Nebraska plays in the long-term success of our state.
I know it's a budget year for the legislature where they set the state budget for the next 2 years. I believe you have an important hearing that's coming up next month to discuss the funding for the university.
You're correct. Our budget hearing is on March the 4th. I'm hopeful that the state will not only support, but invest in the university. Nebraska has been a partner in ensuring affordable, excellent education for almost 150 years, and I have every reason to believe that that will continue.
Any final thoughts for today?
Well, Greg, speaking of the state, I appreciate that the budget proposal released by Governor Ricketts a few weeks back funds a significant portion of the university's request and includes money for scholarships in the high-need areas I mentioned earlier. We are looking forward to working with him and the legislature on a path forward. You know, at the end of the day, I remain convinced that the best days for our university are ahead of us.
Very good. Well, great to see you, and let's go win a game.
Sounds good. Go Big Red.
Hank Bounds with us here at halftime. We've got more coming up next.